A man being held in the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma could help save his brother's life by giving him a kidney. But that won't happen if the U.S. goes forward with plans to deport the man to Cambodia, a country he left as a baby. As KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, the case shines a light on what some consider the United States' overly harsh deportation policies.
Tuich Hawk was picked up by U.S. immigration agents a few weeks ago and taken to the Federal Detention Center, the first stop on the way to deportation. Meanwhile, Hawk's brother in California, Puthi, who's been on kidney dialysis for the past year and a half, has been told he needs a kidney transplant, and his younger brother, the one who's locked up, is the perfect match.
I need for a donor for the kidney, and only him, the one, can provide me the kidney.
But Puthi says beyond his own health concerns, he and his parents are beside themselves over the pending deportation because of what it will do to the family.
I don't think it's right to send him over there and the whole family over here. So it kind of break us apart. It kind of like somebody pulled my heart away from me or something.
You see, the family arrived legally in the U.S. back in 1985 as refugees. They'd escaped the killing fields of Cambodia under the Pol Pot regime. Puthi remembers life under the brutal dictator, of being forced as a six-year-old to work full-time hauling rocks. Once in the U.S., Puthi and his parents became naturalized citizens. But for whatever reason, younger brother Tuich did not. Eventually, he got in trouble with the law and served 8 years in federal prison on a drug charge. Even though he's done his time, U.S. immigration law considers him a criminal alien who can be deported at any time. Manny Uch is a Cambodian refugee and activist in Seattle who's been working on Hawk's case. He says he's trying to see if, possibly on humanitarian grounds, there's some way for the deportation to be delayed.
Give him some time to donate kidney to his brother first.
But Uch says he knows, given the way U.S. immigration law works, there's virtually no chance of stopping the deportation altogether. He says many Cambodian-American men who committed crimes as teens have lived for years in limbo. Because Cambodia has often been slow to accept returnees, and until 2002 didn't accept any at all, the men have often gone on to have families, mortgages, and jobs, always with the knowledge they could be sent back to the country they left as children. Uch says those who are deported are thrust into a completely alien culture.
When they're raised in America, all they know is the American culture.
Jay Stanzel has seen what happens to the returnees. He's a federal public defender in Seattle who lived in Cambodia in 2005 to see how his former clients who were deported were faring.
They are doing as well as you could expect people to do when they've been ripped away from their families.
He says some survive okay, but others struggle with the realization that they'll never be able to return for a parent's funeral or a child's graduation. He points out this doesn't just happen to Cambodian Americans. Hundreds of thousands of people from countries all over the world are deported from the U.S. each year, some for minor drug or criminal infractions. Manny Uch and others say what could make a difference is a return to the days when immigration judges were given some discretion to grant a waiver to people like Tuich Hawk if circumstances warranted it.
All we're asking for is a fair day in court. A second chance.
But interestingly, a provision for just such a second chance waiver is not currently in any of the major immigration reform bills now before Congress. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.